listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Police have acted quickly, charging a Perth man over the alleged indecent assaults of an 11-year-old girl. It allegedly happened at Reg Williams Reserve Park in Armidale last Thursday. The 46-year-old has been denied bail as he faces three charges, including two counts of breaching a supervision order. Some COVID rules at our hospitals will be scaled back. Among the changes, asymptomatic visitors will no longer be required to show a negative RAD, and visiting hours will be extended. It starts on Monday when the health system moves to a new blue alert level. Workers at Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Perth have walked off the job for 24 hours. They've downed tools as part of their push for a bigger pay packet after receiving a 12% offer from the company. Louise Dillon from the United Workers Union says it's not enough.
We're actually asking for $1.60 an hour from a company that last year posted profit of $25 billion USD.
A new fortnightly cycle for petrol prices starts tomorrow in Perth and Mandurah. Fuel Watch says the Metro average for unleaded will increase by 24 cents a litre to $1.81.3. Olivia Newton-John has been remembered for her drive to advance cancer research following her death at the age of 73. Channel 10 entertainment editor Angela Bishop has told the ABC her legacy will live on.
Especially for women, as you say, but for fans regardless around the world.
In sport, West Coast's Tim Kelly will miss the derby against Fremantle this weekend. His one-match suspension for rough conduct has been upheld by the AFL Tribunal. It's found the potential for injury from a dangerous tackle involving Adelaide's Sean Berry was significant. Carlton's Patrick Cripps is now fighting a two-match suspension, also for rough conduct. And Sydney Swans champion Josh Kennedy has announced his retirement effective immediately after 290 games.